Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Fairbanks Folk School is a step closer to moving to Pioneer Park. The North Star Borough Assembly has approved a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a lease agreement with the Folk School, a collective of local artisans who teach courses in everything from drawing to boat building and farming.
We think it's a good thing for the park to, add some new activities in the park that are relevant to the culture of our town and our history.
Borough Mayor Chief of Staff Jim Williams says it'll take a few weeks to get a contract and permits to allow the Folk School to move into the site currently occupied by an Alaska Native Village exhibit and museum. Williams says borough workers are packing and archiving artifacts that were on display.
There's a number of local Native organizations that have taken interest in some of the artifacts and items in that museum. So we're cataloging them. We think that they belong with folks and organizations that would be able to display them and show them off.
Williams says borough officials decided to offer the space to the Folk School in hope it might attract more visitors.
We're just not getting a lot of traffic in that building. Our numbers showing, we might get 5 people a week come in the building, and we're staffing a person 8 hours a day, and they're just sitting there babysitting it.
Folk School representatives declined to comment on the move until after it's made official. Williams says the Folk School should be moving to Pioneer Park by the end of the summer. The Alaska State Legislature has given distilleries the green light to continue serving cocktails. It comes through a last-minute amendment and follows a failed overhaul of the state's alcohol laws and months of uncertainty for the distillery industry. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The new language came through a last-minute bill amendment by a lawmaker and beverage dispensary license holder. Fairbanks Democratic Representative Adam Wohl offered the language after legislation known as SB 76 that would have overhauled the state's alcohol laws was taken off the table for now. The bill was killed after a move by some legislators to reduce the amount breweries and distilleries can serve in tasting rooms. That was introduced in the House Labor and Commerce Committee, where Wohl is vice chair. Wohl says when SB 76 failed to move through the legislature, he looked to address the cocktail issue elsewhere.
I really thought Title IV was going to pass with the cocktail language on it, but since it didn't, I told people I would do my best to get cocktails out there, and that was the best place to do it.
His amendment was ultimately included in a surprising place, in SB 45.
Which is a contractor's sort of licensing bill, and because they all had licensing in them, the amendment was able to be put on there.
The new language allows distillery license holders to combine the distillery's product, alcohol manufactured on site, with other ingredients. It specifically mentions mixers, liquids, or garnishes. It does not allow distilleries to serve drinks mixed with alcohol not produced on site. Pete Hansen is president and CEO of Alaska Char, Cabaret, Hotel, Restaurant, and Retailers Association. He says he sees the new language on cocktails as a necessary clarification.
The rules have been confusing up until now. Some regulations were put in place but weren't actually enforced, and people have been confused as to what can actually go on.
The state's 10 distilleries are cleared to continue shaking, stirring, mixing, and selling most cocktails. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Alaska's designation as a federal high-intensity drug trafficking area puts the state in line for millions of dollars in funding to combat illegal drugs. Alaska Public Media reports that the designation allows access to a nationwide funding pool of $250 million. Public safety officials say the money will help facilitate collaboration between federal, state, and local law enforcement. Governor Bill Walker announced the designation and touted his administration's public safety action plan during a press conference Friday. Walker, who is running for re-election this year, was flanked by more than 30 officials from various law enforcement agencies. He says the state is in a position where it needs to rely more on federal resources for drug enforcement programs.
In the past, we haven't, and we haven't gone after some things that perhaps we should have gone after. So it's a matter of I think, prioritizing. Applying for grants takes time. It's a lot of work, and we're applying for lots of grants and lots of different funding from the federal government. So, yeah.
Despite that increasing reliance, Walker says he appreciates the state legislature's recent action to fund certain requests under his public safety plan.
not just funding, but also specific positions for different prosecutors. And so I think that they were, they recognized the need, the urgency of it. So I think they did the right thing on that. We could always use more. We'd always appreciate more. But we'll celebrate what we have.
The legislation includes money to hire 5 new state prosecutors and $12 million to fight drug abuse. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.